In San Francisco, I'm Molly Wood, sitting in for Kai Rizdahl. It is Friday, August 26th, and thank you for being here today. Let's begin, as we do on Fridays, with our weekly wrap-up of the big economic stories of the week. Here with me now are Nela Richardson from Redfin and Cardiff Garcia of FT Alphaville. Hey there.
Hey, Molly.
Hi, Molly.
So it is my reading, based on the internet, that there is nothing to talk about after Janet Yellen's Federal Reserve speech in Jackson Hole. But I'm going to ask you to dig deep into your analysis bag of tricks and tell me, Cardiff, what'd you hear?
Yeah, I don't think it's quite right that there's nothing to talk about. I think Janet Yellen was trying to do a couple of things. One was lay the groundwork for the possibility, not the certainty, but the possibility that there is going to be a rate rise coming up soon, possibly even in September. There was a line in her speech saying that the case has strengthened for a rate rise coming soon. So I think that's something to watch, and other members of the Fed have been saying that. I think she was also trying to grapple with a question that's really been bedeviling central banks all throughout the world, including the Fed, which is what happens if the economy weakens again and interest rates are already really close to zero. And so she laid out a few possible ideas, and I think what she's trying to do is to start developing the intellectual space for further discussions of that, and that's not such a bad idea. So yeah, there was something to talk about there. There's we can fill up these 4 minutes.
I'm not worried about our 4 minutes, but Nela, what did you think? It sounded cautious, but like Cardiff said, right, maybe laid. I like this idea of intellectual space.
You know, the Fed is in such a tough spot right now. I mean, they're borderline the boy who cried hawk instead of wolf. They're trying to appear hawkish, that like they might indeed raise rates in September. But we know that any flicker of trouble from abroad could flame out that desire to raise rates. And any slowdown in the U.S., as hinted by corporate earnings in the second quarter, could also make them a little resistant to increase. So it is an uneasy place for Janet Yellen to be in, to assure markets that, in fact, the Fed might raise rates when the markets themselves don't believe her yet.
Well, and we have this Commerce Department report today saying that even last quarter's GDP growth, which we thought was pretty good at 1.2%, was actually more like 1.1%. And like you said, maybe these indicators aren't that strong after all. Cardiff, what do you think?
Yeah, so I actually found some reasons for optimism in that report. Believe it or not, growth definitely hasn't been strong, but jobs growth and even wage growth have been improving the last couple of months, and those are good signs. There's been profound disappointment in the level of business investment in the U.S. for a few years now, and that certainly continues. But it's also the case that the consumer is still spending. People are still spending money. And so long as I think jobs growth continues, I think that will be the case. And it might take a little while to translate into stronger economic growth. But I don't think that there were enough really pessimistic signs in that report for us to start worrying. If anything, quite the opposite.
Nela, what about productivity? That seems like that was a big story, you know, that got a little buried in that report, which is that productivity is in its longest, worker productivity, it's in its longest slide since the 70s. What is that? Can you break that down for us? What does that mean? And what does it mean going forward?
I wish I shared more of Cardiff's optimism, actually. The fact of the matter is that the economy continues to produce jobs, and yet the economy doesn't produce growth. And the missing link there is productivity. We're just not making those big innovations that increase worker productivity, increase wages over the long term. And you see that translated in very sluggish economic growth going forward. It doesn't matter how many jobs we produce. We're not seeing incomes rise. We're not seeing standards of living rise. And that is an ongoing long-term concern for the Fed.
See plenty for 4 minutes. Cardiff Garcia, Nela Richardson, thank you so much.
Thank you, Molly.
Thanks, Molly.